Abram Stern de la Coalition Verte.
Members of the Commission, congratulations. It's great to see that the island will be expanding bicycle paths twofold. It's really wonderful. I've biked downtown, and I know how dangerous it is between, let's say, Guy and McGill College on Sherbrooke Street. And it's just wonderful that you've put in place a bike path along de Maisonneuve, and all the criticism that's coming from other corners, just put it in the garbage can, because it's just wonderful. However, as you said, Chairman Applebaum, it is a work in progress, and may suggest that in the future, hopefully in the near future, the authorities consult the different briefs and make reference to, for example, in terms of the Dorval to downtown shuttle, La Navette Ferroviaire, that you certainly use the CP corridor. It's much shorter. There are problems there in terms of the Westminster crossing, and in terms of the what they've done to Windsor Station. It should the Bell/Molson Centre should never have been built there. However, these things should be taken into consideration. In terms of recommendation number 55, transport marchandise, you refer to the economic spin-offs, but I didn't see much in terms of stressing the environment and the environmental potential of railways. I think that's very important. And two other considerations I believe that Montreal planners should take into consideration, and that is the conservation of railway corridors like the Donny Spur in the West Island. We've met, the Green Coalition have made representation to the Railway Safety Panel, the Federal Railway Safety Panel. They're supposed to come out with recommendations early next year. Hopefully they will address that situation and encourage provinces to put in effect, provinces and federal and the federal level to put in effect program to conserve railway corridors, and also in terms of guidelines that the Railway Association of Canada as well as the Federation of Canadian Municipalities have suggested impart proximity rules and setback regulations in terms of new developments in sensitive areas and in relationship to railway corridors and other installations such as airports and ports, et cetera, we think this is of vital importance. It's not only a safety issue, it's an environmental issue.
Thank you very much for your comments. I'll just have a little question to ask you. When we talk about the railroad line from Dorval downtown, one of the recommendations in here is also to make two other stops. Would you still be able to see two other stops in order to serve other areas?
Yeah, in terms of the two other stops, I would recommend if they finally choose the CP line as Vendôme, absolutely. Given the fact that there's going to be a future hospital there, it's a regional hospital. Even people coming in from out of town using it. Vendôme is a very shallow station, so you don't have to climb 10 stories to get anywhere. And also, it's somewhat similar to a catchment station where there's huge potential for local people to use the service. And I very strongly suggest that the only way that the airport service is going to be viable in the future is if it does serve a local need. And given the fact that even in Europe, I gave an example of the Gatwick Express in London, which was threatened up until very recently, given the fact that the transport planners, the Ministry for Transport in the UK, was strongly considering eliminating it because there was a need for more local commuter rail service, and there weren't enough there wasn't enough room for the airport service. And in terms of another station, perhaps Montreal West, given the fact that it's very close to Concordia, and eventually, hopefully, we shall see the expansion of, or the extension of, line number 5, the blue line, towards the west as well. And as was planned in 1975-76, and then a moratorium was put in place, and then all of a sudden that line disappeared. So that axis, that access point certainly is very strategic.
Okay, thank you very much.
Also
want to say, I believe that you do live in Côte Saint-Luc.
And, yes, I do.
You said that you use bicycles. I would like to tell you also that in Côte de Neige and NDG, this winter will be coming out with a bicycle plan, and there will be public consultations, and we'll have it finalized by the month of April or May. So you'd be more than welcome to come and participate in our consultation. I think
you'll
be
very
much pleased. We're already working with Vélo Québec, and it's going very well, which is the same people that were used for the plan de transport and the bicycle paths for the city of Montreal.
One further comment in terms of the bicycle path in NDG along the Maisonneuve, along the Westmount subdivision of CP Rail. I've broken 2 bicycles there, and I think the bicycle path there has to be upgraded.
Yes, I understand that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Le numéro 7, c'est